Take a deep breath and allow yourself to come into your center. Get comfortable, whether you're sitting or lying down. And allow yourself to begin to deepen your breath and close your eyes. Pay attention to the feeling as the air goes into your belly, filling up your belly and releasing. Filling up your belly and releasing. Now imagine that roots are running down into the ground, out from the back of your body, going deep, deep, deep into the earth, down through the bedrock, the water, the lava, down into the core of the earth, connecting you in a deep, profound way to earth energy. And as you breathe, allow yourself to draw in energy from Mother Earth on the in-breath. And as you breathe out, release things that no longer serve. As you breathe out, you feel yourself releasing heavy energies, old wounds, things that you're carrying. You can even imagine that this process is connected to your auric field, the energy around you, to all of your soul contracts, to your soul history, so that as you breathe in, you're drawing in new life force energy, and as you breathe out, energies, ways of being, patterns that no longer serve are being carried away into the earth. Breathing in and breathing out. Drawing in sustenance, releasing that which is no longer needed. And now imagine that you have branches that grow up into the sky, connecting you with universal source energy, universal light. And it flows down through these branches that connect into the top of your head and allow that beautiful white or golden light to flow down into your body, filling you up. These two energies, the energy from Earth and the energy from Source, meet at your heart and begin to spin together, weave together, and then be distributed all the way through your body. Just as when you breathe, oxygen is carried from your lungs to your bloodstream and then carried through your body. Allow this energy from heaven and earth to be carried through your meridians, through your body, through your nervous system, so that every cell of your body is being fed by the perfect blend of energy from heaven or earth to resource that part. Know that your body's innate wisdom and the wisdom of your guides can allow this process to happen perfectly without you having to know how it works or how to do it. Simply allow yourself to continue to breathe in and receive light from above and below, and allow it to fill your body, carrying away things that are no longer needed. You may find that as this energy flows through, your body might move or jerk, or you might want to adjust positions. This is good. It's releasing places where energy has become stagnant or is being held. New pathways are being opened up, and your energy body is being well-resourced. Now see a beautiful fire before you in your mind's eye. Or if you're not very good at visualization, just imagine that there is one. You don't have to see it. But there's a beautiful fire, and you're sitting in front of it. And as you sit in front of this magical, mystical fire, you have the opportunity to talk with parts of your soul, to connect with deep parts of your being. So imagine as you sit there, another part of yourself comes forward, perhaps a part that's been disowned or disenfranchised, a voice within you that you haven't been listening to as clearly, that has information for you, that has something to say that's important. And imagine that you're so filled up with this wonderful light that nothing this part has to say could ever make you feel insecure or judged or bad. It's just gathering information. Perhaps you have an inner child part who wants to talk to you about playing more, having more fun. Perhaps there's a part of you that is angry that needs to express that anger that you've been suppressing because you have a story that anger is bad. Perhaps some part of you is really scared. Things have been changing really fast. And that part needs some reassurance. It needs to hear that you're not going to abandon it, that life will go on, that you'll be okay, that you're with it through life and death and everything in between, that you will not abandon yourself. Whatever is appropriate, allow this conversation to unfold. And if you need more time, feel free to pause this so that you can spend the time you need to commune with the parts of yourself that you haven't necessarily been talking to. Perhaps they need reassurance, perhaps they need comforting. But allow yourself the time to hear their voices and hear their truths. And now invite your inner child to come be with you by that fire and sit on your lap. And take this opportunity to say some kind words to yourself. I love you. You're precious and beautiful and perfect. I'm so glad you're with me. Thank you for being here. And then invite your child's power animal to come to be with your inner child. Because if you get busy or distracted or wrapped up in things, you may not be as present with this part of yourself as you would prefer. And so it can really help your inner child to have his or her own power animal. It's their very own. And so sit with your child and invite the animal that's perfect for your child to come forward. If you do this meditation more than once, you may find it's the same animal, or a new one may come forward. If you do it often, your child may be different ages on different days, depending on the part of you that needs help or work at that moment. But imagine that around the fire comes an animal, and then it comes and it connects with your child, so that your child has the resource of your love as well as the love of this animal, the support of this animal. If you don't see an animal, that's okay. Just hold the intent that you're inviting this spirit, this energy, to come and work with your child, so that this part of you can feel safe and protected and resourced. Take a deep breath and feel into your body and notice if there's more space or if some part of you has relaxed that may have been holding tension before. You also may find that some energy's been stirred up if you've done some deep work, and that's okay too. Just breathe into any place that's holding tension or tightness or fear. And allow yourself to feel once again the energy flowing in, flowing up from the earth into your body, flowing down from the heavens into your body, filling you up, filling up your physical body, your energetic body, smoothing your emotional body, resourcing you. In shamanic tradition, the divine parents are the Mother Earth and the Father Sky, and those who come in as our physical biological parents are seen as temporary guardians. When you begin to source yourself from the divine, the earth itself, the sky, can help you to release any abandonment issues that may have come up because of the humanness of your biological parents and whatever they were working with. So allow yourself to feel completely held, supported, resourced. And take another breath and allow this energy to fill in any parts that are feeling empty or under-resourced. When you're ready, you can begin to draw your energy back, drawing the roots slightly up from the earth and the branches slightly down from the sky. It's always good to keep a connection to earth, roots in the ground, and a connection to source. But we want these conduits to be smaller than when we're actively taking in energy to resource ourselves, so that we can be most present and most aware and most focused on our everyday lives, on the world around us. It's an important place to live and be present to. So allow your attention to begin to come back into the here and now, to the everyday. Begin to pay attention to your breathing again, to wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes and feel refreshed and completely alert. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. This is Katie Weatherup, and you can find more information about my work at www.handsoverheart.com.